Morning students, today we'll be discussing an important topic, an exciting topic. Today we'll be discussing the topic establishing a business. This topic is significant because it forms the basis of your school-based assessment, which carries 20% of your final SPE grade. But before we jump into the topic and get into the meatier matters of establishing a business, we need to firstly understand who is the person responsible for starting a business. Who is this person? This person is called an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur, by definition, is a person who conceptualizes the business idea, takes a risk, and organizes the factors of production to start a new business. Well, that is the critical part. He starts the business. The entrepreneur is the person who starts a new business. Now that we have understood or defined who the entrepreneur is, let us then look to understand the roles of the entrepreneur. The first thing that the entrepreneur has to do, and it is hinted there in the definition, is to conceptualize the business idea. What do we mean by conceptualize the business idea? We mean that the entrepreneur is responsible for coming up with the ideas of the business. He is the thinker behind the business. What is he going to sell or make? What is he going to do? Who is he going to sell to? He comes up with the business concept, hence the word conceptualize the business idea. The second thing that the entrepreneur has to do is he has to take the risks. Remember, this is his business, so he has to risk his time and his capital. He would spend a lot of time formulating the business idea, formulating the business plans, buying and selling the things for the business, or even creating whatever products he's going to sell. The second thing he has to do is to organize the capital. What do we mean by capital? He has to organize the factors of production, of which capital is one of the factors of production. And that is the third role of the entrepreneur, to organize the factors of production. Factors of production are land, labor, capital, and enterprise. The entrepreneur has to first find the land. Where is he going to locate this business? On what space? Is he going to buy? Is he going to rent? Is he going to start the business in his house or family member's house? What space is he going to use to start this business? Second factor of production, labor. The entrepreneur has to organize labor. How much employees would he need? What type of employees would he need? Who is he going to use? Not just himself. Is he going to use his family members? Is he going to hire people? What qualifications should they have? The entrepreneur has to make all these decisions. The third thing is what we started with. Capital. The entrepreneur has to organize the capital for the business. What assets the business should have? The machines, the vehicles, the furniture, fixtures, and all other types of assets the entrepreneur has to have. Now, capital doesn't just refer to machines and furniture and fixtures. It also refers to the amount of money that he will need to start the business. Float. Where is he going to get this money? What interest is he going to pay? All these things the entrepreneur needs to organize and put in place and source as he starts a business. So you can see, the entrepreneur has a lot of responsibilities. So let's understand now some of the characteristics of this person who is going to start a business. What do you think are some of the characteristics of someone who wants to start a business, take all these risks? The first main characteristics of an entrepreneur, he should be a risk taker. Not everyone is a risk taker. Some people like to prefer to be more conservative, but the entrepreneur should be willing to take a risk. For example, you go to spend $100,000, $50,000 of your personal savings, and you're going to start a business, knowing very well that someone may not even like your product, or someone may not even want to buy your product, and the business could lose, and he would lose his entire savings, $50,000. This is why he needs to be a risk taker. Next major characteristics of the entrepreneur, he must be fearless. If you're going to do something, he must decide to do it without fear. He must be brave in order to get something done. He would not be successful if he starts and then he stops. Third characteristics of the entrepreneur, because he's a small business owner, he needs to be able to multitask. The entrepreneur has to be the human resource manager, the production manager, the accountant, the general manager. He has to be many things to many people. The entrepreneur sometimes is the man who is sweeping and mopping the business at the end of the day. The entrepreneur is even the security in the business during business hours. What do you think is another characteristic? Think about it. Another characteristic of an entrepreneur is that he should be organized. The entrepreneur needs to organize all of his factors. He needs to organize all of his paperwork. He needs to organize all of his accounting, make sure everything balances. He needs to be a well-organized person. So, now that we have completed some of the major characteristics, we have gone through who this entrepreneur is, the role of this entrepreneur, and the characteristics which he should have, we are now ready to jump in to how the entrepreneur begins to start his business. So look forward to our next podcast where we'll get into how we start our own business, some of the documents that we need to start a business, some of the procedures to start our new business. Thank you for listening to us today. Look forward to the next podcast. Bye.